Most probably around Purim time, every young Jewish boy in the world who doesn't want to dress up as a chassid with peyus and a shtreimel wants to dress up as Rav Ovadia. The one person in the world, I guarantee you, who did not want to dress up as Rav Ovadia any day of the week was Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia hated his work clothes, as he used to call them. He did his best to not wear them, especially on Shabbat. Even if there was a simcha, he would not wear his clothing until they pushed him enough to do it for them. Rav Ovadia was very much mitrachek min hakavod. He did whatever he could to flee from the honor that people had tried to give to him as much as he may have deserved it. The 34th of the Kinyanei Torah is mitrachek min hakavod, the person who is distance himself and flees from the kavod that people try to bestow upon him, because that's not why he learns Torah. He doesn't learn for the kavod, he learns because he loves Hashem, is the one who is most suitable to learn Torah by putting himself down and not trying to run after the kavod and being fixated on that, but rather fixated on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah that he can learn. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Rabbi Yochanan used to say, Oy l'rabanut shemikaveret et ba'aleha. The Rabbanut, the Rabbin, it buries its members. Each Navi, we find, outlasted numerous Milachim, because the Milachim were buried by their kavod. We know that Yarovam did everything that he did to break away, build a temple with idols, just because he wanted to sit in the Azara during Hakel, and he's not allowed to. Hashem even, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, even request that Yarovam do Teshuvah and offer to seat Yarovam or to walk with Yarovam with David HaMelech. But Yarovam refused because he wanted to walk in front of David, and Hashem said no. The Kavod totally blinded him. The Gemara in Erevin says, Lo b'shamayim hi, you won't find the Torah amongst the Gasei HaRuach who think they're all that, they're all the way in Shamayim. In fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, A siman l'gasud HaRuach, a person who's haughty and full of himself, is that he's ani of Torah, he's empty of Torah. The Tosafot Yishayim explains in Yuhamot that Gaava causes one to forget one's learning. One who runs after Kavod, the Gemara says in Erevin, you run after the Gedulah, you run after the Kavod, then it will run from you. But if you run away from it, then it'll run after you. As much as a person attempts to raise his reputation, it won't help him at all. In fact, the Mishnah tells us in Avot that Hakin'ah v'hata'avah v'kavod are motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. Kavod is so dangerous that it could be one's downfall. The Vilna Gaon told Rav Chaim Volozhiner he's allowed to take a teaching opportunity, but there have been so many people who have failed and fallen because they were blinded by the kavod that came from it. If there is a position that one is offered that entails sraran, that tzibur, authority over the community, you should stay away from it, because kavod can kill a person. Chacham Avadia, even though he would be serenaded with cheering and singing, would always whisper, L'cha Adonai HaGedulah V'Gevurah V'Tiferet, it's all for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a nace happened, some mofet or whatever it was, a story that was wondrous in his home, he would implore of the person who witnessed it, don't tell anybody. I don't need people to know about this. Don't let it leave these walls. Don't let it leave the walls of this house. It wasn't the kavod that interested him at all. It was only the Ritzon Hashem. When Rav Mordechai Toledano was a young avreich, and I guess he was, you know, rising through the ranks of Torah and mitzvot, and he was becoming more suitable to become a leader, Rav Ovadia turned to him randomly one day and said, do you want to be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you want to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mishatef with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maaseh Bereshit? That was the way Rav Ovadia asked him, do you want to be a dayan? Not, do you need money? Not, do you want kavod? Do you want to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Rav Ovadia found out that his grandson of Toledano was giving shiurim, he said, don't worry if you don't have so many people attending in the beginning. I also didn't have so many people attending in the beginning of my shiurim in Petach Tikva and Yerushalayim. But soon enough, I had 100 people coming to my shiurim at once. How do I know that there were 100 people there? Rav Ovadia told his grandson. Because after the shiur, the gabbai told me that he handed out 100 cups of tea that day to the attendees. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. It's incredible how, when it comes to a person who might be interested in counting the attendees to see how many people come to hear me speak, Rav Avadia totally didn't notice. How many of us Google our names to see who has what to say about us? I'm not just talking about the yeshiva boys, I'm talking about the rabbinical students and the rabbis. How many of us Google our names to see who's talking about us? Rav Meir Goldvich is one of our Rashi Yeshiva NYU who gives up to 1,000 shiurim a year. I found out one time, Masiach Lifitumo, that he never thought to Google his name to see what comes up. It's Pile Pilaim. Such an anav. It never occurred to him to see how many people are talking about him. The kavod is so not on the radar. And Rav Avadia knew that he had a very expensive car. And it gave him a lot of pain. He used to always complain, why do we have such an expensive car? And one time it was in the shop and he had to use a different car. The driver told him that this car that we're in right now, your other one, your BMW is worth 18 times as much as this one. So Rav Avadia said, oh, I should switch. I'll trade. I should get one of these cars instead. Who needs the kavod? Rav Avadia was only interested in Torat Emet. So that's why, when it came to his Torah writings, he didn't just quote the Gedolei Poskim. He even quoted young people who were much younger and weaker than him, and smaller than him. A person asked me, Lomed mikol adam tibtibi achacham. We know that Yiftach and Pinchas were both punished. Yiftach died a terrible death, and Pinchas was Kohen Gadol, lost his Ruach HaKodesh, because neither one was willing to let go of his kavod to go and speak to the other. Each one felt that the other one should come to him to be Matir Yiftach's neder. The Midrash Shmuel says that a person might think he's so old, it's beneath him to go and hear someone younger than him give his shir. But someone who's mitrachek min hakavod, he doesn't care about the age, he'll go to anybody's shir. I've seen Rav Goldwicht go to the shiurim of people who are not even rabbis, and he'll watch them speak in yeshiva. And he told me it's because he wants to learn English like they speak. I remember when I was engaged, I told Rav Schechter that my soon-to-be wife wrote a thesis about cleanliness in history and how over the course of history, different generations, societies, and periods of and time periods viewed cleanliness differently. One might or might not be so interested in that. But the last person one would think is interested in that is a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva. But when I told Rav Schechter about it, he's like, no, can I have a copy? It's important to know what were they thinking, to understand this, the historical context of the postgame when they're discussing these things. It's very important. So he actually wanted to read it, and he read one of the copies. And he actually read an article that was related to it that she wrote also, because it was lo med mikol adam, even from a Talmud's fiancé. Because it was so important to him to understand what she had to say that's relevant to Torah and mitzvah. The person who truly wants to write the Met won't be embarrassed to learn even from a katan imenu. And a person shouldn't think of it as, oh, I'm listening to a katan. The Binyan Yehoshua says, based on a Sifri and a Yerushalmi, that just like we would be excited to hear Moshe Rabbeinu share Torah with us, so too we should think that when we hear the katan speaking, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu himself. If not, then we apply the pasuk in Mishlei, Mesir Ozno Mishmoa Torah, Gam tefilato teiva. One who avoids listening to Torah, his tefillah is also a teiva. He's so full of himself, he thinks that I shouldn't be listening to this. Hashem is not going to listen to him either, because he thinks that he's too good to listen to that guy. Hashem says, okay, I'm too good to listen to you. It's midah, can I get midah? Whereas David HaMelech said, Nikol milam da hiskalti. I learn from everybody. The Zohar explains that whenever we listen to somebody's Torah, we give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramak says that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did as well. Rav Schechter said how his father, Rav Melech Schechter, used to say that you should write and write and write. Whatever you have, you should write. Because Rav Avadia will quote you. Rav Avadia quotes everything, Mizbaki and everything, even in contemporary articles written in Torah journals. So if you write, the Rav Avadia will quote you. It comes from an interest in Torah Emet, not a person's personal kavod. The halakha is that we can't get hana'a from Kavod Torah. The Gemara tells us how we should do our best. There's so many examples in Shas to avoid getting hana'ah, benefiting from the kavod of Torah. And a Talmid Chacham has to go out of his way to not cause people to get up for him. And with that, he's actually zocher to more chokhmah. The Gemara of Amitzia says they used to hide their learning from others. They shouldn't explain. They should share how much they know. Finally, the Tiferet Yisrael says so beautifully that even if a person does all of the things we said, he runs from the kavod, he hates the kavod, so now the kavod is running after him. So you should say, oh, and he deserves the kavod, he still stays away. Because he's tsanua. And he knows his chesronot, he knows his shortcomings. And with that, he'll break his heart. His lev will be nishbar. And that shiflut, that lowliness, will enable him to acquire more and more Torah. As much as we all know that there are great things about us, we shouldn't be depressed about it, we also have to make sure we run from the kavod like the plague. Do whatever we can to hide. Spend more time learning Torah and not fixated on ourselves. It'll bring us more kavod shamayim. It'll bring more kavod shamayim and enable us to acquire more of a chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah.